You know what? Speaking of an unruly bunch, Adam, you know, our good friend Big Fatty over at Big Fatty Online. I know you are glued to listening to his show 5 days a week, every day.
Yep.
You also do like six other podcasts with him. But on his show, now, Scotty, you don't know who this is. This is it's a podcaster friend of ours who does a daily show, and they're god awful. They're just so god awful. But you know, we love them, so we listen. But Adam, did you hear this Thursday on Fatty's Sleep Time Report? Did you hear that? Did it register? I'm going to play this clip for you. I want you to
I heard it, but you know, I play his while I'm showering and there's the noise of the shower.
Yeah. Just listen to this.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
They're god awful. They're just so god awful. But you know, we love them, so we listen.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3288 of the VFO for Monday the 14th of September 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend, and y'all, I'm a little gassy. Yes, we're ready. Primas, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Yo, your primas today, because yo, young Nicholas is here. Say hi, young Nicholas.
Hi, young Nicholas.
And y'all, we've had a couple of glasses of the Moose Pea wine, and y'all, it's if I buy, will you fly? And Big Fatty, oh, you need to go. We're having prime rib. We're from the Outback. Y'all, I have been craving the prime rib. And so y'all, we've ordered the prime rib and the blue cheese chopped solid and, the loaded baked potato. And, young Nicholas is, he's gone to get it. Big Fatty. And, while he's gone to get it, I'm going to record the little show. Big Fatty, could we not, do it the other way around where you're gone and we don't have to listen to you? No.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 14th of September. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I have met both of these gentlemen at the Pride 48 out there in Las Wages. Y'all, the first one, y'all had quite the look up. Big Fatty. And y'all, of course, I am referring to the social media director of the Pride 48. Y'all, it's a veritable Virgo. Oh, Big Fatty, we love TV. It's true. And y'all, you'll probably be seeing a lot from him this week. As we prepare for the upcoming Pride 48 weekend, y'all, it starts on Friday at 9 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, we'll have pizza pie party and the pink carpet. And, y'all, Veritable Virgo is, y'all, he has more technology problems than Daniel Bieber. Big Fatty, is that possible? But y'all, just as nice. As nice as he can be, he's just y'all. He is someone you can absolutely depend on. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal is y'all. He came to Pride 48, and y'all, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he participated in the naked display during the Big Gay Sex Show out there. Y'all, I'm talking about, y'all, He's muscly and hot and young and everything else, or at least he was then. A big fatty, I'm sure he is still a physical specimen. Well, big fatty, we don't need to hear about your specimens. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the Jokogen. Oh, big fatty, we love Jokogen. It's true. And I don't know if the Jokogen is on the Twitter or the Facebook. I know Veritable Virgo is, though. So, y'all, if you see the Jokogen or the Veritable Virgo on the Twitter or the Facebook, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake. Except Veritable Virgo, he can have a modified piece of cake that fits within his points. And, you know, that just makes it even lovelier.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
See, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fright little show. Y'all, I can't really remember anything other than I watched the Big Brother and the Love Island, which I know that Brandon of Alex Lefebvre and Brandon just loves it. Y'all, he's what they call a super fan. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, a super fan. And, are you watching the Love Island? Because, y'all, it is pure trash. But anyway, y'all, for right, y'all, it was for right at Fatty's, and y'all had the Friday at Fatty's is the gathering of the horror club members, and y'all, it's just our little brotherhood get together and everything, and y'all, what was I, y'all, we was going to be Taco Friday. And, y'all, of course, Granny arrived about an hour and a half before everybody else. Yes, Big Fatty, the old people like to be the first ones through the line. So, y'all, we sat and we chitter-chatted for a while. Yo, it's just nice to have a little, one-on-one time with Granny. And, it's so much nicer when young Nicholas is not around, because, y'all, when the two of them get together, y'all, it's nothing but trouble. It's trouble with a capital tree in that capital tree. Big Fatty, you've had too much wine. I have. And then Durwood arrived with the margaritas. Y'all, I had prepared the taco meat and everything, and y'all, I had everything all set up nicely with the crispy shells and the flour tortillas and all the condiments anyway, Durwood arrived and he fixed us a big old pitcher of margaritas and y'all, it was lovely. It was just, you know, I'm not a real margarita person, but y'all, it was just lovely. And then young Nicholas arrived, and he came in and replenished all of our cocktails, and jumped in the shower. Because, got to wash that man right out of my hair. Oh, Big Fatty, was there a man in his hair? Well, I don't know. But anyway, for our appetizer, we had the French fried green beans from the what is that place called? The P.F. Chang's, Ching Chong. I fixed them in the aisle. And the air fryer, and y'all, they were absolutely delicious. I had a little soy sauce to dip them in, and we sat down and we had our tacos and burritos and everything, and Y'all, I had so many of those green beans, I only ate one of the burritos. And y'all then, Big Fatty, there's a motion on your front, on the veranda. Well, it's not Young Nicholas, it doesn't say a person. But y'all, there may have been a rehearsal. There may have been a rehearsal on a Friday evening of the ballet, and Big Fatty, aren't you supposed to play a bumpo when there's the ballet? Well, okay, we'll play this.
Welcome to the theater, you fool. You love it so.
Y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, I slept like a baby on Friday night. Yes, Big Fatty, the margaritas. And y'all got up Saturday morning. And what did I do Saturday morning? I had a little broth. Y'all, I had some cream chip beef on sourdough bread. And y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. And then for my supper, what did I have for my supper? I had a garden salad with the blue cheese and some of the French fried jalapenos. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, you tooted those up all night long. And then what did I do Saturday night? Y'all, I watched a lot on the TV machine. I caught up on the Holy Moly. Y'all, did you watch the Holy Moly? Y'all, it was funny. And caught up on the Love Island. And then, of course, the sports ball was on. Y'all, I did get out and do a nipple walk around the big circle on Saturday, and y'all, I didn't get 10,000 steps, but I was pleased with what I got. Y'all, it's still very, very humid here. And y'all, then Saturday night, y'all, I crawled into the bed. Y'all, I'm going to tell you what, it may have been the worst night's sleep I've had in a long time. Y'all, Whitman Tinker, you know, I'd turn this way, he'd poke me that way. I'd turn that way, he'd poke me this way. Y'all, it was awful. It was just awful. And y'all, I eventually even got up and fixed me a little a wrap sandwich of some grilled chicken and a little sour cream and cheese and shredded lettuce. And y'all, I think I went to bed and I watched some more on the TV machine. I think I finally went to sleep about 4 a.m. in the morning, maybe 3:30 a.m. It's just awful. But y'all, once I went to sleep, it was just lovely. Y'all, I got up on Sunday morning, had my coffee, watched the CBS Sunday morning, and y'all, then I went out for a morning nipple walk. Y'all, I got about 6,000 steps in. And y'all, then I'm sitting here working on opening a little show opening clips. And y'all, Young Nicholas comes in. Y'all, he scared the living daylights out of me. Y'all, we've had a couple of glasses of wine. And y'all, I've recorded the Little Fatty Cast with old Veda. And y'all, and now I'm awaiting the arrival of my prime rib and baked potato. Big Fatty, a fat ass. And y'all, that pretty much was my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, that's it, y'all. Our census today is from Brandon. You know, that's the better half of Alex LeFevre. And y'all, he lives in the only time zone that matters. He's a semi-lurker. I'd agree with that. He's been listening to the BFO since Alex started listening. Y'all, his favorite segment is the happy music and daily update. as far as changing things, he says it's just perfect. Just perfect. He's never called the voice letter number, never been to a Pride 48 event, but he has. He has utilized the special chair, Big Fatty, absolutely. Attaboy, as far as sharding himself. He says it was Easter. It was Easter Sunday, 2017. It ran down my leg as I was walking out of Mass. Yeah, I guess y'all, I got a little more sad news to pass along. Y'all, that Patrick Plain, you know, Woodhaven, y'all, he sent me a message on Friday, and he says, well, just a little over 2 months since we had to put down our puppy dog Pom Pom, we've had to put down Bentley early this morning. All that on top of losing my father a month ago, it's just a lot, but I'll persevere. Love, Patrick Woodhaven. And y'all, and then I said, you know, I told him, I said, you know, the thing is, doing the right thing is oftentimes very hard, but you know, you have to remember in your heart when it's the right thing, and you cannot look back, you cannot second guess. And y'all, our puppy dogs and kitty cats, they're just impotent parts of our lives. And but y'all, they do for us in ways other than what we do for them. And some of the things we do for them are hard things. And so Patrick and Songman, or Michael, or whatever you're going by now, just know that you can hold your head high, that your puppy dogs, they had two of the best daddies they ever could have wanted. And let that put a smile on your face and keep good memories in your heart. So y'all, a couple of little things I want to pass along to you. Y'all, I got a message from the number one fan, times two. You know, that's Bill in St. Louis. Y'all, he says that he saw on the on something that Kyle in the Hawaii, a Hawaiian, has moved to Atlanta with his husband, and they've been there a couple of weeks. So y'all, if you see Kyle around Atlanta, tell him Big Fatty asked about him, and to call and let Big Fatty know how he's doing. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I have experienced pure kindness on Sunday. Y'all, my next door neighbor, he and his wife, they're just as nice as they can be. And y'all, he was out cutting his grass today. And y'all, he cut Big Fatty's grass at the villa. And he says, it's not much, and I just wanted to do something nice. And y'all, that is just pure kindness. And I hope you find somebody with pure kindness today. And y'all, speaking of pure kindness, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from Mix Minus and Daniel.
They're god-awful. They're just so god-awful. But, you know, we love them, so we listen.
Oh, Big Fatty, that's even more just pure kindness, and it is awful.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.